This is KD2FPM. Is there anyone on frequency?
KC2WI.
KC2WI, this is KD2FPM. Hey, how's it going up there? Are you guys going to be doing an end, or do you want me to handle it tonight?
Yeah, go ahead. I guess nobody's around. I'm working on a banner ad for a website here. And I don't know if there was one on 8 o'clock or not. I must have had both my radios on this frequency. By the time I realized it, it was 8:20 or something. So if there was anything, I definitely missed it. But go ahead.
Yeah, I just did kind of an informal quick one because there was only one other Echolink user that is on that. K1DCC, Daryl checked in, and we just kind of chit-chatted back and forth and then checked out. I'll get the preamble loaded up here. I'll be back in a moment. KD2FPM. Okay, good evening. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Club repeater at 146.655. The repeater is located at 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? I will now pause. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club will have its next monthly meeting, and we'll find out when that is tomorrow night on a regular scheduled net. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio club license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. All right, are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from all Echolink stations. I will now pause for 15 seconds. Okay, and now we'll take calls from regular members and guests. This is KD2FPM, Net Control.
KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack, KA2ZNZ, how are you doing tonight? Kevin James here. I'm just helping out pinch hit here tonight. Go ahead, take the airwaves. They're yours.
Yeah, good evening, Kevin James. Yeah, I recognized who it was, and good to hear you in there. And not too much exciting today. It was kind of a quiet day for the wife and I. And she had some appointments yesterday, the doctor appointments, and she kind of decided we'd take it easy today. But we did go out for breakfast. We kind of like to do that because she's moving in the morning. And got up to the upper 70s, just about 80 degrees, and we're at 66 right at the moment. So, quite a bit of sunshine. Not too bad a day, but a lot of wind. Man, if we have wind. Seven phase to you and everybody on the side. KA2000.
Yeah, we did pretty good down here today. I can't complain. I was fearing some of these thunderstorms that were going to be rolling through, and looks like we actually lucked out, so we didn't get nailed with the heavy stuff like some places did, so that was a blessing. On a secondary note, I don't know, you hopefully everyone's heard that there was a solar storm within the last 24 to 36 hours, and there are going to be some really, really nice displays of the Northern Lights, and I know for us hams it can create havoc with our radio communications, but man, I'll tell you what, if you're able to get out and about in a nice dark area and look up, you might be able to see some pretty colors in the skies. It obviously has to be clear. Last night I wasn't fortunate enough to find that, so that's too bad for us here. I'm going to sneak out in a little bit, see what I can find. In fact, last night I was going to try to go out and fly my little airplane, but the breezes kicked up, so I had to kind of bail on flying my little plane, so that didn't work so well. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to back out and see if there's any other check-ins. KC2WI, I don't know if you're still there, if you want to just quick pop in here. I'll back out. KD2FPM, this is Net Control.
KC2WI, I'm fighting with paint.net here. It looks like it's kind of cleared off. I haven't been outside for a little while here, but it's cooled right down and it seems an awful lot drier, so I'm happy about that. I got the grass cut tonight. Tomorrow morning I'm going to head into town. I got a lift, and one of the things is the mosquito control stuff that I've been using for the last few years. It's a plant-based thing. Put it in the, hook it up to the hose, and spray it around the grass and that, and it's, it's not one of these things that kills everything, absolutely everything, but it really works good on the mosquitoes and that kind of stuff, and it's a necessity if you want to be outside in the yard here in Glenfield. Go up in the woods, it's fine, but right here, go on the other side of the Black River, it's fine, but right here in the village, whatever it is, they've just always been terrible. And as of last Wednesday, not a problem. I came back after my weekend up in the Adirondacks, and boy, Sunday night, I left the door, the screen door open while I was carrying some things in, and man, that was a mistake. So, time to do it. And of course, you got to do it, when rain's not going to wash it right off. But once you do that, and you get a couple dry days, if it doesn't, I've always been lucky there. It takes care of them for several weeks. It's usually one treatment, and it's good enough until they sort of die down anyway. So that's definitely on the plan for tomorrow. KC2WI.
I was going to say, wow, sounds like you've had your hands full up there. Gee, I tell you, I guess I got it kind of lucky here, so I can't complain too much. But well, I tell you what, I'm going to see if there's any other stations out there. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for any further check-ins. I will now pause.
Whiskey Alpha 2 Uniform, WATU.
WA2U, hey, how are you doing tonight? And forgive me, I forgot your name, so when you check back in here, please give me your name, that way I can put you down in my logbook. This is KD2FPM, Kevin James, Net Control.
Okay, Kevin James, the name here is John, Juliet Oscar Hotel, November. You got the call, WATU. Well, first of all, good evening to Pete and Jack, and thanks for picking up the net. And certainly, everybody appreciates it, and we'll say good evening to those out there listening. So about 61, 62 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Didn't do a whole lot today. I installed all these magnets and metal pieces on the cupboards in the living room where we're going to store our DVDs. So, what a blast. That's a real blast. It rings right up there. But, you know, you get it done. So I got all the stuff all lined up. And so the doors have brand new magnets and the pieces they need on them. So we can populate the shelves. And what else? Yes, it was very, very windy today, this afternoon. Amazing. Chatted with a friend of mine, his wife and him, after they stopped by here. They went home and they checked on their pontoon boat, which was seemed to be okay. What I do today, besides the covered project, I guess a few other things. Ordered some parts for my wife's chainsaw. And let's see. I think tomorrow's going to be decent weather. Low humidity, I believe. Temperature's going to be relatively not bad. So I will quick reset here. I will probably go out and cut up some more logs. My wife and I are kidding each other how many times we handle a piece of wood. But anyways, cut up some logs, block them up, bring them over to the splitter. We'll see how things go. So we're working on next year's supply of wood, but it's all good, and I enjoy it when the temperatures are decent. So it looks like a mill out there with the amount of sawdust we have from all the logs and stuff. But that's all good. It's a lot of fun, and we enjoy it. And I'm not sure I'd enjoy it if I were working. My wife and I are both retired, Kevin James. So it'd be a whole project. We had to come home from work and do that. But anyways, I'll turn it back over to you again. Thanks for picking up the net. And maybe some other people join and have a great evening, and they will chat tomorrow. WATU, back to net 73.
Okay, John. Yeah, good to hear from you, and thank you for clarifying your name. I'm pretty sure I had you written down one other time, but I just wanted to make sure. So, yeah, it sounds like you had a pretty busy day, too. So, wow. I guess everyone's been up to something today. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to make another call out there. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins. I will now pause. Okay, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at this time, 9:18 p.m., and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I would like to thank everyone who checked in tonight, and 7-3 to all those who listened in. This is KD2FPM. I will be out. Okay, KD2FPM is going to be clearing from this repeater. I would like to thank you for use of the repeater and Echolink. Hopefully I will catch all you guys tomorrow night, 7-3. I am now clear.
Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations can now please. KA2ZNZ looking for stations for Octane. Looks like we're going to be a little quiet here tonight. Actually, it was kind of quiet on the net there, too. Oh, 7-3, is there anyone listening? Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2ZNZ.